It is a joy to see all of your faces this morning. I trust everybody got enough sleep last night. I was standing over there and I said, I think I'm still waking up. Okay, you guys want to hear about the kindness of God? I'm going to tell you. So we're going to talk about VBS this morning, but before we do that, I was brought two announcements I needed to make this morning, and I had already forgotten the first one. So I'm sitting there praying. I think I got two. And I'm praying. And then I remembered it was Bob and the Prince. But it was the kindness of God, because I look over and there's the Prince. It's like God going, here you go, son. It's the Prince, son. The Prince. I go, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So Mr. Bob has a set of the prints out there. For anybody that wants to look at them, what a blessing. We're now transitioned to the back. Praise God. He's just amazed us every step of the way. I can't praise him enough to see his goodness, to see his sovereign hand, to see his grace, to see his favor upon us as a church. I can't praise him enough. So we have a lot to be thankful for. We can see God's goodness. We can see God's favor resting upon us. And there's no greater place to be. And there's no greater thing to watch than God's favor. The second announcement I have to make, please check out the prints. It's pretty cool. So with that being said, too, they're not going to have the men's Wednesday Bible study this week, nor the women's Thursday Bible study this week. James and I were trying to get out here Friday, and James, well, you guys know he always gets out here a little early. I was just trying to be on time. And I tell you, it was bumper to bumper the whole way down, you know. So James goes, are you coming? I said, brother, I'm trying to get there. He was just teasing with me, though. No men's Bible study on Wednesday. Mr. Bob's going to send out an email. And then no women's Bible study on Thursday. I don't know if y'all would be able to get in and out of here, you know, depending on times. So, with that being said, if you would turn me to John chapter 13, and I want us to look at a particular passage here, and then I'm going to have Miss Diane come up. John chapter 13, we're going to look at verses 3 through 5. It says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. That alone's a praise. Grace and truth is in his hands. And that he had come forth from God and was going back to God. He got up from supper, laid aside his garments, taking a towel, he girded himself like a servant. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. As a pastor, and as all Christians, our desire is to do this. The way that it's been taught to me through Pastor Gary over the years, it's a picture of as we begin to share that gospel and as we begin to share Christ with each other, encourage one another in Christ or whether it's an unbeliever, that we begin to wash the dirt of this world off of each other, that we collect as we travel through it with feet. And so as I say in Revelations, you know, when that time comes, our garments are white, you know. So now, as a pastor, I desire to do this spiritually, emotionally, all of those things, right? I actually think today I actually get an opportunity to do it physically too. So as you're coming in from outside, you'll see the burlap doormats on the sidewalks. It's there to help clean your feet. So that we're trying to be mindful of not, we understand during construction we're going to bring things into the sanctuary, but our desire is to honor our Father's house the best we can. So as we're traveling in, until that pavement's poured or that asphalt's poured, we desire to try to have some of those doormats out there to clean our feet, because that lime rock, I think you all know, you've been around long enough to know that lime rock will travel. And we put some big rugs in front of the doors at the portable, just, you know, to try to be mindful of, you know, preserving what God has given us, to be good stewards of what God's given us. So, but I am going to touch on this again as we get done with Miss Diane, because with VBS, that's one of the things we desire to do, is we begin to introduce the gospel to people. And as we do that, it begins to bring them into a right relationship with God, and it begins to wash all the misconceptions of who God the Father is, who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how, who they are. It begins to cleanse them of that and bring them into that proper relationship with Him through VBS. So I'm going to call you up, Miss D. And you have some announcements to make, too.
Yes, I do. I'm going to try and be quick. Last year when we were planning VBS, you know, there's a lot involved, and we thought we were ahead of the game, and then I went in the hospital and dropped everything in Savannah's lap. So it may seem a little early to be going over this, but it's not, because we want to try and be prepared as possible. So I want to give you the dates of our VBS this year, which will be June 23rd to the 27th. It is the last full week in June. We actually have our two first work days planned for May 10th at 10 a.m. and June 6th at 9 a.m. And we reserve the flexibility to have another if needed, but those are the two that we have planned, May 10th and June 6th, both Saturdays. We will have a sign-up sheet in the back. There's two names on here already. Okay, it was me and my granddaughter. But, you know, try and get back there and get your name on there. The theme for this year is Jesus' promises give us peace. Amen. In a tumultuous world that we live in, who doesn't need peace? So through the stories that Savannah and I were studying, we came up with some really good ones to do that with. The last thing that I want to leave you with is the theme verse for the leaders. So the kids aren't even going to see this verse, but this is one for y'all to dwell upon, and it's Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to need His help to get us through the preparations and then through the week of EBS. And then I know Mr. Sunny always touts about our wonderful bulletin, and Miss Connie so wonderfully has put, there's this thing called annual events in the inside, and if you'll look in there, you'll see the dates of the work days and the VBS. So maybe you didn't write it down now. It's in your bulletin. Thank you.
Thanks, Ms. D. So like I said, it's a good opportunity to share the gospel. And Miss Diane, according to Proverbs 10, he who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely. So you're just gathering in the summer. And it's an opportunity. I know not too long ago we had Jerry James share his testimony. It was at VBS that Jerry James received the Lord. And so there's many times we watch families come in, we watch children come in, and they receive the Lord. And we don't know how long we have them. We don't know how long they're here, but we have an opportunity. As that John 13, where Jesus says, blessed are you if you do these things. So these are opportunities to invest in the kingdom, invest in the gospel going out. Paul in prison in Philippi says, my circumstances have turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. Mm-hmm. And our desire is to share that gospel with all that God would allow, that God would bring, not allow, that God would appoint to come into our sphere. That we would be faithful with the time He's given us. So shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank You. Lord, You just continue to show us how good You are. And Father, we praise You today. Whether it's the parking lot, whether it's the preparation for VBS, and Lord, seeing all my brothers and sisters serving and loving You and loving one another, Lord, it just makes me look forward to heaven. But until that day comes, may, Lord, You keep our eyes on You. May we not grow weary in doing good. There's going to be some days these old human bodies are tired. Lord, may we just turn to You and say, Father, please give me strength. And I believe that's a prayer You'll answer, Lord. And we want to just serve You with the right heart, with the right heart and mind. And a lot like Paul, in those different days where You may throw us in prison or You may pull us out, whether it's sickness, whatever it is. Lord, it's an opportunity to trust You. It's an opportunity to pray and pray for the body in these different times and still be united in spirit with each other. Lord, we thank You for Your love. I just thank You for Your amazing favor and the good work you're doing with us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.